meeting logistics. On March 17, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies covered by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration of the board members. Comments can be submitted to vmendoza@workforcehs.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. Opening items, item A, I will call this meeting of Orange County Workforce Innovation High School, operated by Western Educational Corporation, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, special meeting to order. And roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here. Claude Ed Beck?
Here.
Frank Lucasa?
Here.
Thank you. We are all present and accounted for. You have a quorum. Item C, Pledge of Allegiance. Frank, will you please lead us in the pledge?
Of course. Thank you, Michael. Place your right hand on your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. And item D, staff introductions. We'll go through number one, corporate officers.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you. And any school staff?
Julie Barra, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Julie.
This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Thank you, Jeff. And any school legal counsel?
Yes, good morning. Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Hi, Bill. And advisors for supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
Thank you. And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E. May your motion to approve the agenda for the April 15, 2021 special public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve item E.
Thank you.
Claudette Beck, I will second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes. Item 2, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comments will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Hearing none. Shelley, were there any written comments made?
This is Shelley Sands reporting that there were no written comments received from the public.
Thank you. We now move on to item 3, closed session. I need a motion to adjourn the public board meeting to go into closed session.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to adjourn the public board meeting to go into closed session.
Thank you.
Carter Beck, I will second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
That passes with 3 yes votes. And please. please now hang up and go to the closed session line? Okay, so we can go back and I will report on action taken on a motion by Mr. LaCosta, seconded by Ms. Beck, and on a 3-0 vote, the board accepted legal counsel's recommendation to decline participation in the class action lawsuit of Reyes versus State of California, case number 34-2020-8000-3489. And on a motion by Mr. LaCosta, seconded by Ms. Beck, and on a 3-0 vote, the board returned from closed session to open session. And that is the end of my report. Item 4, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Any board member observations and comments?
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Brown?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. President. I just want to congratulate you for you and your staff to well, the special meetings that you attend and your due diligence on what we need to have happen. So thank you all very much. Back to you.
Thank you. Any board member comments?
Yep.
Hearing none, I will move on to item 5, closing items. May I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Frank LaCosta, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I will second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
And Frank LaCosta?
Aye.
That passes with 3 yes votes, and we are adjourned.